This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has approved the Phase 5A of Delhi Metro worth 12,015 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, under this phase, three metro corridors, RK Ashram to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj have been approved and 13 new metro stations will be constructed. He said, with this expansion, the Delhi metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations, 16 kilometers nayi line isme banegi. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. तीन आज कॉरिडोर्स अप्रूव हुए हैं आरके आश्रम मार्ग से इंद्रप्रस्थ 9.9 किलोमीटर्स एट एन इन्वेस्टमेंट ऑफ 9,570 करोड़ एरोसिटी टू एयरपोर्ट टर्मिनल 1 2.3 किलोमीटर्स 1,419 करोड़ तुगलकाबाद टू कालिंदी कुंज 3.9 किलोमीटर्स 1,024 करोड़ रुपीज 33,000 टन्स CO2 एमिशन एवरी ईयर विल बी सेव्ड.
Mr. Vaishnav said, in the last 11 years, revolutionary changes have been witnessed in metro sector and India has become the third largest metro network in the world after China and USA. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the new corridor approved today will enhance connectivity, reduce congestion on road and improve air quality. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MNREGA, which was 86,000 crore rupees. Mr. Chauhan said this highlights the government's sustained and enhanced support for rural employment. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has assented to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies, but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has said that certain political parties, particularly the Congress, are spreading misinformation regarding the Supreme Court's verdict on Aravali Hills. He said that they are intentionally misinterpreting the Supreme Court's verdict and using it as a political tool to satisfy their own interests. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Mr. Yadav added that citizens will not fall prey to the propaganda being spread by the opposition. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communications satellite, Bluebird Block 2, on board its heaviest vehicle, LVM3M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and it was successfully placed into its intended orbit. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
Star India all-rounder Deepti Sharma has topped the ICC Women's T20 International Bowling Rankings for the first time in her career. In the latest rankings released yesterday, the 28-year-old off spinner's haul of one wicket for 20 runs in the first T20 international match of the ongoing series against Sri Lanka in Vishakhapatnam helped the off spinner. And that is the end of this news bulletin.